Picasso.
In the 60 seconds I have remaining with you, sir, to ask you, we talk so much about this on a macro level. How about on a micro, on a day-to-day basis? How can we, you know, black, white, whatever, improve this?
We doing too much flexing, showing off, slick talking and bragging. So much division, childish decisions, ending up in toe tagging.
We need help.
But we too busy saying we got it. Selling work, the selling twerk. Everything is for profit. They don't care about us, what we get in the streets. Hands up in the sight of police, in the sight of God. We're a no-show. And church is a no-go. We make it rain for the logos. Yeah, like Jordan and Polos. We fight each other on World Star and wonder why unity ain't up to par. Man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one that's not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black, man. I'm just saying.
We're standing in line overnight to get them J's on. But ain't no line in church when it's time to get our praise on. We got our hands up. So why the cops still shooting? You selling your soul to the devil, boy. That's spiritual prostitution.
I'm just saying.
Hey. Ask me a question and those I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I am a Christian in, and when I'm out of the booth,
when I'm out of the booth,
I am so high in the spirit, it feel like I'm up on a plane. Relax,
relax.
Everybody, let's catch the Holy Ghost. That's a real chain reaction. Jesus the main attraction.
Attraction.
So why you praise Jay-Z?
Why you praise him?
Has he ever paid a bill for you? Huh? So why you don't praise me? That
what he's saying.
That what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
What he's saying. If you're dying, then be all the way down with us. Are y'all just playing? Y'all just playing.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one that's not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black, man. I'm just saying.
You see me, I'm whipping the slab, but that don't mean I'm looking for problems. They pulling me over, I ain't got no worries. Hakuna Matata. So step out the car, let me see your hands moving. You gon' catch a hollow. And they mad cause I'm smiling. I'm cleaning their pilots. And that's when I give them the gospel. Like, take that. I know.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other. This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We are thankful and grateful to be here today through the uses of the internet to bring forth the word of God. God's word will stand, heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word shall always stand the test of time. God's word is settled. It's settled in heaven as well as here on earth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, right now in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And our precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead God, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, I ask you to hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this up so clear. Use me, Father God, for that, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forward here today. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring the requests, but most of all, precious Father, for salvation this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Excuse me. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of James, the third chapter, verses 5 through 10. Then we also want to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29.
Good evening. I'll be reading to your hearing James chapter 3, verses 5 through 10, and they read, "Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed, of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." That's, I have read to you James chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And then Ephesians 4, 29 reads, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the word. We thank Providence Tebow for sharing the word, for sharing the scriptures with us here today, tonight. Hallelujah, because God is good and his word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall stand forever and ever. Just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. Tonight, we're going to be talking about watch what you say, because words matters. Watch what you say, because words matters. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 14, it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Watch what you say, because once you have said it, you can't take it back. Make sure that your words are pleasing to God and to those around you. Transforming the tongue begins with a change in our heart. In the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 18, Jesus says, "But those things which proceeded out of thy mouth comes forth from the heart, and they defile the man." In the book of Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue is one of the smallest members But it is, like what Prophetess Tebow said when she read the scripture, it is iniquity and fire. A small flame can cause a forest fire. The tongue can lash at you. It can say things to edify you and also to cut you. So we have to, we as believers of Christ, must control our tongue. And no man can tame the tongue. No, the only one that can is God. So we got a problem in our speech that's always negative, cussing and lying. We have to take it all to the Lord in prayer and ask God to help us to bring our members, our body, under the submission of the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So people of God, use your words wisely. Use your words as bricks to build people up, not as bulldozers to tear people down. Our words matter, and they are incredibly powerful. They can build up, encourage, and motivate. Also, our words can tear down, hurt, and cause horrible scars. So we need to watch what we say, because our words matters. Do you remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, the saying many of us as kids used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That was not a true statement, because words can hurt. Bones can heal, but words can hurt you. Some of us, even today in 2020, are living proof with the scars of hurtful words spoken by other people in our lives at one time or another. Again, in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it reminds us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruits. Words matter. They matter to God also, and he keeps record of our words. Yes, Jesus said in the gospel, he let us know in Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So it is our responsibility to make sure that what comes out of our mouth will be positive, will be encouraging, will be edifying. Yes, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So by our words, we will be justified. And by our words, we shall be condemned. It won't be nobody's fault but ours, because God gives us his word. He gives us the manual, the Bible, for us to read, for us to study. That's why the word says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our life has to line up with God's will, and God's will is found in God's word, which is the word of God. brothers and sisters of Christ, sometimes we can say some words very carelessly without being concerned for their impact on others that may be listening, that may be listening within our environment. We need to think before we speak, because once we speak it, it is spoken. We cannot take it back. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." So here is giving us wisdom in words of wisdom spoken. When it says, let every man, which include women, boy, girl, be swift to hear. In other words, listen. Slow to speak. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble, Providence people, because all we want to do is speak. All we want to do is talk, and don't listen. Listening, if we listen, a lot of times will keep us from doing things too quickly, which causes negative things to happen in our lives. So we must be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to the wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we must guard against engaging the tongue without engaging the mind. Taking a moment, before we speak, consider what we are about to say. Not just ramble off, because sometimes when we do that, we just speak without even listening, without even considering what we are getting ready to say. Yes, so don't underestimate the power of your words. Always try to speak from a place of love, agape love, for yourself, for your life, and for others around you. Because believe you me, someone is listening. Maybe a coworker, maybe a family member, maybe a church member. But somebody is listening to what you're saying. So we should be, we should be bearers of speaking positive words into people's lives, into those that are just around us. In other words, if we don't have nothing good to say, we should just be quiet. We should always want to encourage people. We should always want to give them words of edification, motivation, hallelujah, in order to go to the next level. Sometimes people just need a word of encouragement, a word that will push them. So we must watch what we say, because our words matters. We must learn how to control our tongue. The control of your tongue is an indicator of your maturity, spiritually as well. The words that we speak, that we speak with, will all depend on what is filled in our heart. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. It says, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Take into consideration and be very careful on what we say. We must think before we speak and ask God to help us to control our tongue, to control our tone of the way that we speak, that it don't cause habit, cause hurt in people's lives. You see, a critical heart produces a critical tongue, and a self-righteous heart produces a judgmental tongue. An ungrateful heart produces a grumbling tongue, but a loving heart produces a gracious tongue, while a faithful heart produces a truthful tongue. A trusting heart produces an encouraging tongue. So fill your heart, children of God, with God's grace by soaking in his word, by reading his word on a daily basis, by having a little talk with Jesus early in the morning, by seeking the Lord while he may be found, to draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to you. Word of God says in Matthew 6:33, for us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. In the book of Psalms, verse 144, chapter 144, verses 3 and 4, it says, set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. Let not my heart incline to all evil, to any evil thing, to not practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their vanish. So watch what you say, because words matters. Be a person whose mouth is full of life. Yes, again in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Watch what you say. It's so very important in these times that we are living in. People today in this world is full of troubles. We must always speak positively about the circumstances and situations that we find ourselves in, to confess over our lives God's word, faith-filled words over us on a continuous basis, that we must speak what the word of God is saying, though not always honorably. We can meditate on God's word. Meditate on the word day and night, that our lives can be successful, that we can live a life that is promising of blessings from God on a daily basis. Yes, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening, those that will be listening later, let us watch what we say, because our words matters. It matters today, it, with God's willing, it'll matter tomorrow. And with God's grace, in the near future, watch what you say, because your word does tonight. So watch what you say, because words matter. Again, in the book of Psalms 141, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil things, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of that banish." So watch what you say, brothers and sisters in Christ, because our words does matter. Be a person whose mouth is full of life and not death, full of positive things. Hallelujah. Be a person whose mouth is full of life, because words are similarly the most powerful force available to humanity. Excuse me. We can choose to use this force constructively with words of encouragement, or destructively using words of despair. It's our choice. Words have the energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, or to harm, and also to humiliate and to humble. We must discipline ourselves to speak in a way that conveys respect, gentleness, and humility. One of the clearest signs of a good moral life is the right speech. Perfecting our speech is one of the keystones of mature people. We all know how we was before Christ because of our sinful nature. Yes, we used to cuss. You'd speak negative words because we didn't know no better. But once we came, our lives was changed. And we became a new creature in Christ. It's up to us to perfect ourselves in our speech, in our heart, by being in prayer, by prayer and fasting, asking God to take full control of our tongue. Because our tongue, no, we cannot tame. We can maybe tame animals, but we can't tame our tongue. So we need God's help to clean it out so that we can speak positive words in our lives. We have to be kind to all people and speak words that are beacons of inspiration, of encouragement, and of passion. You see, a kind and sweet words are always music to the ears of the hearers. When we speak, we should speak with mindfulness in a way to simplify, to set peace and passion in our character. Not only do our words matter, but also the tone by which we use has a high and huge impact. Nobody likes to be talked negatively towards. It can cause the right of man to come forth. So that's why we have to be very, very careful on what we say. So watch what you say, because your words, my words, everyone's words matters. Again, life and death are in our mouth. With our words, we can either say something worthwhile, or we can say something that is not worth anything at all. Again, remember this: there's power of life. And there's power. And there's power of death within us. Question is, which one will we yield the most to? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 31, it says, the mouth of the righteous, the just, bringeth forth wisdom. Also in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24, it says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Pleasant words, pleasant, positive words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Vocal holiness. It includes both gracious speech and sometimes silence. All of us need to practice on being silent at times. Silent to hear the voice of God. Silent to listen to what people are saying. Brothers and sisters of Christ, your words are at the thermometer of your heart. Your words actually indicate your spiritual condition, and it displays your spiritual maturity. Our words are powerful, so always use words to edify at all times. Yes, once a person, for an example, get into an argument, whether saved or unsaved, there's words that can be said that can cause more harm than anything else. As a born-again believer, a child of God, we still under construction. We're still going through the process. There's still areas in our lives that we haven't died completely to yet. Filled words is God's way to bring things into existence. You remember in the book of Genesis, the word of God says that the earth was void and full of darkness. And God said, let there be light. And light came forth. So it is the way that God brought things into existence. And we as born-again believers of Christ, followers of Jesus, we can speak things into existence by what we say. Or we can cause death by what we say also. So speaking right words is one of the key principal things a believer must do in order to live a victorious life and to overcome the enemy in every situation. You see, the devil, the one that come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, according to John 10:10. He's not moved by what we say. If it's not faith-filled, positive way according to the word of God. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. So for the anointing of God to be activated in our lives, we must speak God's word. Because God's word is what God honors. We can speak our words and nothing will happen. But if we speak and stay in faith and speak God's word just the way God has it in the word of God, which is already have been settled. See, the word of God, how did Jesus defeat the devil? when he was tempted of the devil, when he went into the wilderness, he spoke the word of God. When the devil tempted him to turn stones into bread, Jesus told him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we as born-again believers, we as followers of Jesus Christ, the one that is the author and finisher of our faith, we must follow the example of Jesus. That's the only way that we can defeat the devil. That's the only way that we can be overcomers, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony will come will come about by us going through a test that God has already mapped out for us. But we must speak God's word in every situation or circumstance. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 2, it says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. So righteous living and the right speech comes from a right heart before God. Because you remember what I said earlier? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So by choosing to speak things that are positive and uplifting, we can increase the amount of peace and joy in our lives. I'm going to say that again because it's better to be repeated. We as believers of Christ, believers of God, children of God, by us choosing to speak things that are positive and uplifting, we can increase the amount of peace and joy in our Christian walk, in our walk with Christ. Yes, your words determines your destiny. Our hearts must be filled with the word of God. Remember to always speak the word of God by faith. Everything we get from God is by faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because faith gives us the assurance of the promise even before we see the fulfillment. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, speak faith-filled word over every situation you face in your life on a daily basis. Watch what you say, because your words matters. Your word matters to those that are hearing you. Your word matters to the God that we serve, because we're going to be held accountable for every idle word that we speak one day when we stand before God. Yes? The book of James reassures us and let us know that even so the tongue, it is a little member and it boasted great things. It says, but behold, how great of a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue, it is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is set fire of hell. So the tongue has to be brought in submission with the will of God for our lives. But we have to do our part. We have to bring it under suggestion for ourselves. We can pray. We can ask God to help us. But we must kill the flesh on a daily basis. The word says for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tame and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, therewith, we can bless we God, even the Father. And therewith, the tongue, we can curse men, which are made after the image of God. Out of the same mouth can proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. So the tongue, it is something that we must consider, something that we must bring in total control, because things into existence that is not in line with the word of God, which can bring sickness, can bring poverty, can bring all negative things into our lives. So we put a guard, ask the Lord to guard your mouth. Think before you speak. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, because your words has power. Your words can create. Your words can tear down. Watch what you say, because your words, yes, tonight, my brothers and sisters, this is just a reminder of that we have to watch what we say, because our words can edify. It can motivate, it can bring inspiration, but on the other hand, it can tear down, it can hurt, it can bring horrible scars in people's lives. If we don't have something good to say about people, then we should just pray and do as the word says. Owe no man nothing but to love him. In the love with the love of the Lord. Always speak positive, not negative. Because we got to remember what we sow, we shall reap. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Words has power. We speak every day of our lives, every minute. Sometimes we don't know how to shut up, because we want to be heard. But sometimes, in order to grow in wisdom and maturity, we must learn to listen. I can't talk about nobody else, but I can talk about me. I'm still working on it, asking God to help me to listen before I speak, to listen and let the Holy Spirit of God control what I have to say. Sure, there'll be times when we will not say the right things. There'll be times, even though as much as we try to speak positive, negative will come out. But each and every time that we get to the place that we know it's not in line with God's word, we need to repent quickly and ask God to help us, build us up in that area, to deliver us from negative speaking, to deliver us from cussing, to deliver us from things that that's not pleasing in God's eyesight. Because as a born-again believer, whether you're a new babe in Christ or you've been walking with the Lord for a long time, there's no such thing as slip of the tongue. No, we just have to work at it. We have to do better. You see, when you know better, you got to do better in order to live a victorious life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. I thank you, Father God, for the word of God that was as it went forth tonight. We thank you that I believe that it will fall on good grounds. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon your word. Draw people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bring them to a place, Father God, where they'll totally surrender to you. We know, Father God, that we're still under construction, that we are the clay and you are the potter. Shape us and mold us. Break us and stretch us. Make us into the vessel that you want us to be from this day forward, to be used of thee. Let us be your mouthpiece, your hands and feet. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But most of all, Father God, I ask you to give us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice. After listening to the word of God tonight, they feel a tugging on their heart. Yes, it's the Holy Spirit that is dealing with you. It's the Holy Spirit of God that wants to bring you to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, you may be torn down from the floor. You may be in a hopeless situation. Your back is against the wall. You don't know which way to go. Well, I stopped by tonight to give you a word of encouragement. As long as you got breath in your body, there's still hope. Consider what we're saying. To watch what we say, because words matters. You can come out of that situation, that hopeless situation you're in. Word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Word of God says in Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once you come to that place of realizing that you're a sinner, of realizing that we all was born in sin, of realizing that Jesus Christ went to Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, placed upon his shoulders the sins of all mankind. Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the one that doesn't provided a way for us to come back in right standing with God. Yes, repent of your sin. We're not promised tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. Harden not your heart. If the word of God have reached you and found you where you are, accept it, don't reject it. Sometimes we think that we can wait. Well, waiting can cause destruction. Waiting can cause you are to get to a place of rejection from God. The hardness of our heart, we know God knows the condition of our heart. He knows that we has to be come to a place of total submission to Him. I can't force you into it. Nobody else can. We have to make a personal decision on our own to come to Him. It's just a matter of repenting of your sin, getting to a place of where you was heading in the wrong direction, made a 180-degree turn, came to the foot of the cross, repented of your sin. Let God know how sorry you are. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for thou shalt be saved. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Sir, ma'am, this is your time to come to the Lord. Come to Jesus just the way you are. If you could have do it all by yourself, you would have done it a long time ago. You may be at the end of your rope. Don't know which way to go. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. It's just a matter of looking on to Him, to accepting Him, and meaning with a sincere heart that you want to repent of your sin. And He'll come in. Once you come in, He can turn you around, put your foot on solid ground, head you in the right direction towards life everlasting. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word fell on good ground, brought 3,600-fold blessing into people's lives. Thank you for answering prayers, for honoring requests. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. We thank you for joining us today. We hope that you've enjoyed the message and something was said that you can apply to your life. Please share the number with your friends and family and have them listen to us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions or comments or topics you'd like for Apostle or myself to discuss, we can be reached by writing to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Remember to put God first and remember to consider your words because words carry a lot of weight. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.